Good morning, 8:11 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our Ask the Expert segment. Joining us, we have Charles Skank on the phone this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good, James. Thank you. I'm doing well.
Good deal.
How about you?
Yeah, doing well. So do you have our verse of the day for us?
Yes, I do. It's James chapter 1, verse 5. It says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. James 1:5.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for that, Charles. So I know here we are at kind of the start of August, back to school. You know, it's all that sort of changes in the air. And I wanted to ask you here this morning, you know, maybe if you could kind of look in your crystal ball, if you will, and kind of see the future. Any sort of upcoming changes that you see in the future here for the year regarding Medicare?
Well, October the 15th is the official start of our annual election period, and it ends December 7th. But before then, all the companies start talking about the changes for the upcoming year. And right now, it looks like there's several important changes that people need to be aware of. One is that prescription drug plan premiums are looking to be increasing significantly because of some recent bills in Congress. It appears that there are going to be some possible significant increases there. People need to be on the lookout, watch their mail, because you're going to get a notice of what your next year's premium is going to be. And if you do nothing, that new increase is going to take effect. And it's common for me to get phone calls on January after their new plan takes effect, and maybe double the money that was coming out the previous year starts coming out the next year, and they're caught by surprise. So there's in the mail, there's a piece of mail telling you exactly what it's going to increase to. So you just need to be aware of that.
So if we see, we get that mail and we're like, oh, it's going to increase. I mean, is there anything we can do about this? Are we just stuck to pay it, or how does this all work?
So you need to shop around, and we can take a list of your prescriptions. We can put them into the computer, and it'll tell us the lowest price plan by annual cost. And that's what we're looking for all the time, is the lowest annual cost, not the lowest monthly premium, but the lowest annual cost. And so we try to shop that every year for our clients, and to make sure that they're in the best plan. Many times I've been able to save hundreds of dollars a year, and other times thousands of dollars a year, simply by checking and making sure that they're on the lowest price plan for the year.
So really, this time of year, we need to kind of start keeping an eye on that mail and waiting for that to come in, right?
That's right. There's nothing to do right this minute, just to be on the lookout for that mail and to be prepared for an increase that they tell me is on the way.
Gotcha. So what else should we be, as you look into the future, that we should be watching for and thinking about, and maybe coming down the pike as it comes to Medicare?
So prescription drug plans are usually for people that are on a Medicare supplement at the same time. So if you have a prescription drug plan, you're normally on a Medicare supplement as well. And for the rest of the folks, they're usually on a Medicare Advantage plan. And every year, it's sort of a guessing game of what the Advantage plans are going to look like for going forward. And there's some changes associated there as well, with some benefits expanding that haven't been available for people that are on Medicare and Medicaid both. There's some companies that are offering some expanded benefits there. And there's also some expanded benefits, especially in the dental category, for people that are on Medicare only, not on Medicaid, that could give some people a good opportunity to have some more treatment available that they didn't have before.
Sure, and of course, with the changes year to year, you know, there's always some new things people can take advantage of, and that's why it's always good, you know, just to be able to take a look at that. And I know you're happy to sit down with people really at any time, but once they start getting some items in the mail, I'm sure that you're happy to have them make an appointment, that sort of thing, just to come in and review where you're at.
That's right, and October the 15th through December 7th is called the annual election period. So you have you can elect to change your benefits. If you're on an Advantage plan now and you might be wondering if there's some better options out there, we can help you shop that around. We can enter your prescriptions, and we can help you see if there's a better Advantage plan out there for you for the upcoming year, and this is the time to do that, as well as to evaluate your prescription drug plan. And one thing that's interesting, James, is that if prescription drug prices continue to climb as far as the plan premiums to the point where it really just doesn't make sense financially, it might be time for some people to evaluate an Advantage plan if they're on a Medicare supplement and a prescription drug plan and the prices just get high enough. It might be a good option to evaluate that to see if it's best for your situation and for your needs.
No, that is absolutely a great reminder. So anything else that we should be looking at and thinking about as it comes to Medicare here within this next year?
I would just be cautious. There's a lot of phone calls going on right now from people that are from who knows where, calling to try to get you to make a decision on your Medicare. And we had a experience this week. A man came in. He said, "I'm getting these phone calls, a phone call from this guy about a Medicare Advantage plan, and he's trying to get me to move it." And so I got to talking to him, and I said, "Well, where's your doctor?" "Well, my doctor's with this hospital over here." And I was like, "Well, did he tell you that he's not networked?" He's like, "Nope." He said, "There's no networks with this Advantage plan." And I said, "Well, your doctor's not in network with that Advantage plan that he's trying to sell you." And if he would have done what that man was wanting him to do, he would have sort of been missing out. He would have been out of network, and it would have been it would not have been what he wanted at all. But the guy on the phone was using the fact that there's dental benefit and that there's glasses benefit, trying to use that as leverage to try to get the man to move and make a decision to move his plan. But it would have been bad for him, even though not just the long term, but in the short term, wouldn't have been the right plan for him at all. So it's a good idea before you just take what those guys on the phone are telling you to remember that they're not going to be around to service that plan. You try to call them back and you're probably not going to be able to catch them. And they're just trying to get you to make a one-time decision, and then they're on to the next person. And they don't have a long-time interest in your satisfaction or your happiness.
Well, and that's a good reminder, Charles, because, you know, I know just from talking with you and your folks over there that, you know, you never want people to feel pressured or feel like, you know, they have to do something right now. This is all about, you know, being comfortable. And because a lot of these people we talked about on the phone, you know, they are trying to pressure you and get you to do something right now and acting like, you know, it's some sort of big emergency, that sort of thing. But really, there's still plenty of time. And, you know, you guys are going to be here long after these people who are just calling and here today, gone tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. They try to add a lot of urgency. They'll say, this is going away today. If you don't do this today, it won't be here tomorrow. All kinds of artificial ways to try to get you to make a decision in a hurry and not worry about making a right decision, but just making a quick decision. And then you're sort of left to pick up the pieces.
Yeah, so that's definitely something we want to avoid here, but you can easily do that if you just make the right choice and you know and talk to you guys over there at Skink Insurance. So anything else that you'd like to share here with us this morning, Charles, in regards to this topic or anything else?
So I would advise our listeners, we already have people that are getting on the calendar for this fall to review their Medicare, and it is definitely our busiest season of the year. It's for like the CPA with the tax season. For us, it's October 15th through December 7th. And I would just encourage our listeners that are on Medicare to set up a time, call into our office, 620-331-8800, and we'll put you on our calendar and get your review in set up where we can make sure that you're on the best plan for the upcoming year.
Well, that is a great reminder, Charles. You know, we take time to, you know, schedule dentist appointment and eye doctor appointments, that sort of thing. And we usually do those well in advance. So there's no reason you can't get this kind of Medicare checkup on the book. So, Charles, where can we find you if people want to see you in person and get in touch with you?
Well, our main office is in Independence at 2801 West Main, Suite A. Right down from West Nile Waters, True Value. And we also have offices in Howard and Sedan.
Excellent. Well, Charles, thank you so much for coming on here, and good to chat with you this morning. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend and look forward to talking again here next Friday.
James, good to talk to you. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Charles Skink of Skink Insurance here on our Ask the Expert segment. Appreciate Charles coming on and look forward to chatting again here real soon. We got an early bird edition of Open Line on the way here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.